This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's becoming your Sunday habit. This is the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the John Kincaid Show. Hopefully you've had a good week. Hopefully you've had a better week than Steven. Steven sends along a little missive here telling me, John, there are things I know at 25 that I didn't know at 19. I didn't know that I shouldn't have taken $110,000 in loans to get a degree that won't find me a job. He said, that's not quitting. If I ask for a do-over, no, it means a lack of commitment. It means a lack of a commitment. It means you want, I made a mistake. I was a kid. I made a mistake. I was a kid. No, that's it. That's not. It's more than that. I would hope at 25 you'd understand the difference. I would hope. I've got to tell you. Hope you understand the difference. Steven won't tell me what his degree's in. I said, I find that hard to believe. You can't find a job with it. You spent $110,000 in student loans. We are actually at full employment right now in the country. So what job are you looking for that you can't find a job? Look, whether it's Kelly Bryant, whether it's Antonio Brown or otherwise, stop normalizing quitting. Stop normalizing not meeting your commitments in life. And the minute we do that, we'll all be better off as a society when all of us realize we got to put our big boy pants on and meet our obligations and not expect that somebody's going to come in and fix it for us. Just saying. There is a cry for help. And that cry for help is coming from Antonio Brown. I don't know what's wrong with Antonio Brown other than his scabby feet. But I do know this, is that Antonio Brown has put himself in a position where, honestly, he's looking mental. He's looking like he can't handle life. He's prone to temper tantrums, huge swings in his behavior that don't tend to make any sense. And now he's even made John Gruden become his great defender. Gruden, after the game yesterday, addressed the Antonio Brown situation.
Really not a laughing matter. The guy was hurt. He was innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. And the helmet thing is a personal matter to him. You know, he has a strong feeling about what he's worn on his head, and we're supporting him. We understand the league's position as well, so we're in a tough spot.
You're in a tough spot, John. And Coach Gruden, I can tell you from my days at the old network, is a tremendous individual. He's a really good guy. I think a lot of him. I hate that he's being put in a position that he just has to, you know, sort of smooch hindquarters of a star player, because this is a little different NFL that John Gruden's returned to. He talked about the fact that he's going to stand by him, and he's going to stand by him 100%.
A lot of reports out there. I can't say I agree with all of them, certainly. But I support this guy. You know, I think that's what needs to be said. I don't know what anybody's writing or what anybody thinks, but this foot injury wasn't his fault. You know, this was a total accident.
Okay, I'm just going to say this to you. You've got to be out of your mind. I've done the cryogenic chamber thing. I've done it twice. It's absolutely awesome, by the way. If you haven't done it before, it's absolutely awesome. Really, really cool. I had to wear boots. I had to wear legitimate boots in there that were like fur-lined boots with a sock like a heavy, heavy socks that they gave me, and then wore this like fur-like boot that went up to probably a little above my ankles to go into the cryogenic chamber. It was awesome. The feeling afterwards was fantastic. If you've ever wondered about doing this, there are benefits to it. Now, I didn't do it as part of a regular routine. And people who do swear by it. It's awesome. I've also done the hyperbaric chamber, where you fall, you get to take a nap in the pure oxygen. I love taking a nap anyway. If taking a nap ever comes to the Olympics, I am the captain of Team USA, because I could nap here in the studio on a chair. I could nap on a park bench. I could nap anywhere. Just tell me that I've got 15 minutes. I could set my phone alarm and I could be asleep in 2 minutes. That the pure oxygen, that's the best thing ever. And if I ever was filthy rich, in fact, I may default on my, you know what? I may default on my mortgage and just decide to use that money instead to buy myself one of these things, because like Antonio Brown and Kelly Bryant and everything, I can just quit too, right? I know I made that commitment to the bank and the credit union, but you know what? I'm gonna walk away from it. I made a mistake. Just forgive it. I quit. I made a commitment, but I'm not going to honor it. That's an awesome thing to do. But it's clear Antonio Brown's having... I'm no mental health professional, but his behavior can be described as no less than erratic. So I'm not going to... I've heard him being diagnosed on television and radio alike. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a mental health professional. What I will say is, he appears to be showing that he is having these huge dramatic swings in his behavior, in his temperament, in his decision making, and that is far from stable. Again, I don't know what will end up being the outcome for Antonio Brown, but I hope he's healthy of mind and spirit. And his body, which he treats like a temple because he's awesome on Sunday afternoons. He quit on his teammates, and now he's having episodes about everything. And if you get into a cryogenic chamber and you don't have footwear on, that's just stupid. And I will tell you, there's no way that they have different rules in France. BS.com. They don't. That is false, because I went and checked. We got a company right around the corner from me that did it for me. I said, do they have different rules in different countries about the safety procedures? And he goes, no. Who's saying that? And I had to show him. I said, here, Antonio Brown's saying it. And he goes, no. Every piece of equipment, whether it's the same pieces of equipment are sold in Russia and France and Germany and wherever, they don't have different rules. There's not different rules about what you do. He's just talking, and he appears nuts. Kevin from Madison joins us. Kevin, you're on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Good morning.
Hey, John. Well, I got a couple of things, and the less important thing, so please let me try to finish. But one thing about these cryogenic chambers, like Justin Gatlin, like had this happen to him. Like, I was listening to your old network last week during the week, and everyone was disparaging Antonio Brown and stuff for this. And then it came out that it happened to Justin Gatlin. And then as Junior had inspected further, 16% of people that go in these cryogenic chambers get frostbite. So like, this is sort of a crazy thing. Like, we just don't know enough about it.
If you don't know, no. How about this? 100% of the people who do the proper safety do not.
Oh, okay. So you know more than Gatlin.
No. 100%. 100% that use the proper.
Guy said in the New Orleans Saints preseason, a guy had a nipple explode because he had a bit of moisture on. I mean, these things sound like they're more dangerous than we know about.
When you do it, when you go through all the, by the way, the safety class that you have to take before it, and you go through the safety procedures, when you do it, call me back and we can talk about it one to one, because I've actually done it. I've actually gone through the safety class. Maybe you don't pay attention in the safety class where they tell you everything and it scares the hell out of you. It really does.
That wasn't what I called for, but bless you for knowing more than Justin Gatlin. What I did call is, as you continue to give your examples of people that quit, I don't hear anything about the NFL owners and the contracts that they'll pull out from underneath your feet the second that you underperform or have an injury.
How do they do that?
I don't hear anything about
that. No, but how do they do that?
Division one.
No, how do they do that? Wait. Stop talking, Kevin.
Oh, boy.
Stop. How do they do that in the NFL?
How do they do that? They sign you to a 4-year, $58 million deal.
And how do they walk out? How do the owners walk away from the contract?
By simply cutting you.
How? But oh, okay. Okay. So are they allowed to do that by the CBA?
It still doesn't mean it's not.
No, yes, it does, Kevin. It does. Because the play. Yes, it does. Because the players agree that that's the rules going in. Kevin, that's the rules going in. If the NFL players don't want that to be the rule, they've got an opportunity in the next collective bargaining agreement to make new rules.
Just because somebody has a right to do something doesn't mean that. Like this Bryant kid.
What are you talking about? Yes, it is. Kevin, you don't understand not talking and letting me talk. I let you talk, and then I talk. Thank you very much. I bet you the Kevin show is very good in Madison. I'll tune in. This is my show, and I talk to you, then I talk, then you talk, then I talk.
You got him fired up, though.
That's absolutely stupid. The CBA is called the Collective Bargaining Agreement. If I hear this stupid example one more time, well, the NFL owners can cut a guy at any time. Yes, because you know who agreed to that? The players. The players agreed that that's the rules. If they don't want that to be the rule, they have a chance to change it in the collective bargaining agreement. If you don't understand what collective bargaining is, research it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.